we bring you Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships. Today and all this week, we'll be discussing the topic of depression. Depression, a condition marked by feelings of worthlessness, dejection, and worry, resulting in an unhappy person with a pessimistic outlook on life. This definition of depression can be applied to several million people in our country alone. And yet, despite the number of people who suffer from depression, Christians do not have to give in to this evil emotion. God wants you to defeat depression, to gain victory over it day by day. As we study this theme this week, we'll see that God has made provision in His Word for victory over the emotion of depression. Today I'm going to look at the sources of depression. There is not one single cause. Almost any undesirable thing can stimulate depression to some degree, but generally, psychiatrists agree that the following eight causes can act as sources for the evil emotion. In the first place, disappointment can cause it. The death of a loved one, the loss of an expected promotion, marital problems. You can see this illustrated by Cain in Genesis chapter 4. His offering was rejected by God, and the Bible says, Cain's countenance fell. He brooded over the situation until he finally killed his brother to get even. Next, the lack of self-esteem can cause depression. Moses illustrates this in Numbers 11 when he says to God, I am not able to bear all this people alone, because it is too heavy for me. And if thou deal thus with me, kill me, I pray thee, out of hand, if I have found favor in thy sight, and let me not see my wretchedness. In the third place, an unfair comparison with someone else may stimulate feelings of depression. Psalm 73:3 says, I was envious of the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. God never meant for you to compare yourself with someone else. Many people are depressed because they feel that they're trapped in an undesirable situation, a bad work situation, a difficult marriage, cruel parents. But as someone has said, you should not look to God through your circumstances, but look at your circumstances through God. In the fifth place, sickness, including a physical handicap, may cause depression. When Job was afflicted with boils from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, he became depressed and lamented the fact that he'd ever been born. That's extreme, but it was a natural reaction to the physical infirmities that he was undergoing. A feeling of rejection by others also serves to stimulate depression. In fact, in childhood, this is the chief cause of depression. I can again illustrate this from the Bible. In Jeremiah 15:10, the prophet says, Woe is me, my mother, that thou hast borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. Jeremiah felt himself alone, and he became depressed over his situation. In years past, the British Navy had a rule aboard ship that said, No officer shall speak discouragingly to his mates, either on the watch or at the mess, concerning the business in which he is or may be engaged. That was designed to prevent the feelings of rejection. The lack of a goal in life often afflicts the elderly and causes them to be depressed. You need to have purpose, a reason for living, in order to avoid the natural consequences of depression. And finally, the eighth cause is a preoccupation with the occult that can lead you to become depressed. This is a satanic area, and evil consequences often result to those who indulge themselves with it. There are other causes as well for depression, but these are generally agreed upon by those who work with patients in the area. Many of these sources can come from parents who are insensitive to their children's needs. For this reason, let me encourage you to examine your relationship with your children. Build a wholesome relationship which will give your children a solid emotional foundation for life. You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Steveson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.